Hello.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Mario from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinion is needed and this survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yeah.
Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Yeah, Democrat. I'm voting.
How likely are you to vote this November election for president and governor of North Carolina? Very likely, somewhat likely, or not likely at all?
100% likely. Unless God do something.
Right.
I'll be there.
Something comes up. Overall, how will you rate the local economy in your area of North Carolina? Excellent, not good, so good? I mean, not so good or poor?
I would say it's good for the times, you know, all the stuff that we do. I think we're coming through good, but it could be better.
Okay. When it comes to the overall economy, which one of these statements do you agree with? Under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation have skyrocketed. The cost of buying a home is out of the reach for many young and working people, and his weak leadership and open borders are hurting America. Second statement, under the President Biden, the Democrats, they are more jobs, higher wages, stronger protection for workers, and lower drug prices for seniors than ever before. They care about helping people. Do you agree with the first one or second one?
Second one.
Okay. Now, next, mark your opinion of each one of the following active people in politics as either favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Donald Trump, what do you think?
Very unfavorable.
Joe Biden? Very, somewhat, on somewhat, not
somewhat.
Unfavorable.
Somewhat.
Favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Don Davis?
I don't know.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
Very favorable.
Lori Buckout?
I don't know.
And Roy Cooper?
Very favorable.
If this year's presidential elections were held today, will you vote for Kamala Harris, the Democrat,
yeah.
Donald Trump, the
yeah.
Republican, or Robert Kennedy?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, okay. If this year's elections for North Carolina governor, will you vote for Josh Stein, the Democrat, or Mark Robinson, the Republican, if you had to choose today?
Democrat.
In these elections for U.S. Congress from your area, which candidate will you choose if you had to vote today? Don Davis, the Democrat, Lori Buckout, the Republican,
Democrat.
Or Tom Bailey?
I go all them. I'm voting straight Democrat. Yeah, I'm a little busy, so.
Do you belong to a credit union or not? Yeah, we almost done.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, which one of the following four do you consider to be your primary financial institution? Bank, credit union, stock broker, checking, cashing out.
Credit union.
You got it. Okay, next, here are some statements about the record of your current congressman, Don Davis. Rate reaction to each as very positive, somewhat positive or neutral or negative. Congress Davis is working to protect your credit card purchases from fraud. Make sure your privacy is protected and preserve credit card rewards.
I'm behind Davis.
Yep.
Democrat.
Behind
That's
Davis.
What I told you, I'm
very
straight
positive.
Democrat. Yeah. Yeah, you don't got to ask me. I'm straight Democrat. Everything.
Just going to go ahead and read it real quick. Knowing that broadband internet is crucial in today's world's economy development and keeping our families connected, Congressman Davis secured $1 billion. I'm guessing you very positive on that one. Don Davis support allowing local North Carolina credit unions to make more small business loans because likely, through support of North Carolina's credit unions, Don Davis is helping hardworking families in North Carolina, including police, firefighters. Okay. As a veteran himself, Congressman Davis has fought for military families and veterans.
I understand all his positive stuff. You don't got to read it to me.
Gotcha.
I'm voting for him.
Lastly, the other candidate for Congress is Larry Buckout. As a constitutional conservative Republican, a combat veteran from a family of decorated veterans, a retired Army colonel who was founded a successful company specializing in electronic warfare, Congress, her priorities will be to secure the border, protect the Second Amendment's rights, support family strength, and fix Biden's broken economy. Based on all the information you've heard about both candidates for Congress, which one of the ones do you support? Don
the
Davis,
Democrat.
The Democrat? Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. We're almost done here. Could you please tell me your age, between 18 to 39, between 40 to 54 or 55, between 64 or 65 and over?
65 and over.
65 and over. Do you consider yourself African-American or black?
African-American.
Do you consider yourself, okay, hold on, are you a member of a military or retired?
No. Yeah, retired.
Okay, do you use the next streaming services, Peacock, Sling TV, ESPN, YouTube, Paramount, Hulu, Disney, or Fubo? Do you use any of them?
No.
You don't use YouTube or ESPN?
YouTube, yeah.
YouTube, yeah. Okay, not to the rest.
No.
Okay, well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Okay.
That's it. Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.